Come on now.
Hey guys, this is Leah.
And Tony.
And I'm Isabel, and this is No Hands.
Okay, so today we're going to be discussing about discrimination in both genders, female and male. You may think that discrimination is only in females, but Tony's here to talk about masculinity in the workplace, with emphasis on the NFL.
Leah and I will be talking about femininity.
You got one, sis.
And gender stereotypes in society.
We have two guests for you guys today, but initially let's talk about this whole femininity versus masculinity. I suggest that men always get pushed to the side. Everyone always talks about feminism, and I'm not saying that this isn't important, but I think we need to talk about something other than that. We just need to address the fact that women are not allowed to play in the NFL. They aren't allowed to play, but allowed to be water girls and be irrelevant on the team's roles.
Okay, so I think that this is a very valid topic. I think it is important to talk about why football is such a masculine sport. I think that we have to see different stories about women playing football in high school teams, but then they never make it to the pros. Why aren't women allowed to do certain things in general when it comes to the roles of being a female?
So what I'm saying is, why aren't women allowed to play, or why shouldn't they be allowed to play or participate in the games and practices?
I discovered a research of women in the oil industry. The abstract of the role in women in the oil industry is that the study was conducted to ascertain the contribution of women in the oil industry. It also looked at opportunities available and the barriers that prevented women from attaining higher heights in the oil industry. Findings from the study show several factors, institutional, cultural, social, and personal, that prevented women from being employed in the oil industry. The study has implication for policy formulation, just like there is a policy formation in the NFL. Researchers showed women aren't allowed to do certain things that men are allowed to do because it's not fit for a woman. For example, women and men aren't allowed to have the same job working at an oil refinery, is what I briefly described.
True.
Okay, so I think that Isabel's right, and we were both looking at some articles and we came across this one about this woman named Sandra. She's 31 years old and she just recently changed positions in the oil field. She states that there aren't enough women out there, but there are many more female engineers than anything else in the rigs. Sandra goes on to say that most guys are too nice. If they swore in front of her, they would be like, oh, I'm sorry. They would go out of their way to make you feel okay.
So Sandra explained in the article that men were being nice to her just because not only was she one of the only women working at the rig, but she was a woman. The men felt the need to treat Sandra differently, even though she didn't ask for the special treatment. Sandra changed the norms by choosing to work in a masculine environment.
We're going to bring out a couple of guest speakers today, Narita and Berto, you know what I'm saying?
Hello everyone. To go off of what is being discussed, I myself have been discriminated against due to the fact that I'm going to be a geology major with a concentration of geochemistry in college. My uncle had told me that I wasn't fit to work in the oil industry as a result of being a female of color and who I was as a female in society. He was being really rude with his comments about gender norms as well.
Alright, well, there's many things that people in the oil industry think women cannot achieve to do their weight. It has to do with their weight, size, and what they have to offer as females. This is basically profiling them as someone that can't do something that some can do based on color of their skin. Oh yeah, speaking of targeting, these police have been crucial lately, especially with the profiling as someone they're not. Like, especially people in low income areas or poverty areas that are just trying to make a living and sell homemade items off the streets. It doesn't even have to be about race sometimes, it's about gender. So like girls that have the most power, girls or females may have the most power going into the justice system with things just because they say a guy or a man did something to them. Everybody finna be on their side. But if a guy was to do the same, you know what I'm saying, they'd be in jail. Even if the man she's talking about didn't do anything wrong, it always depends on how the police or anyone else in particular looks at the situation.
It shouldn't matter gender or race. Everyone in the world should have an equal opportunity to succeed. Although it's discrimination being a very real social issue, it's exceedingly difficult for people to live up to their full potential.
I think that these are all very valid points, and I agree with all these things, and they all need to be called about for not treating everyone as equals.
Well, guys, if you have any comments about our conversation, come back and join us again next time.
Peace, yo.
If y'all ever have a China Night Day, try listening to our next upcoming podcast. It'll be on the rise. Also, listen to my mixtape. All right. 100.